Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
Morning about deportations last week involving three U.S.-born children and their migrant mothers.
If you choose to have a U.S. citizen child, knowing you're in this country legally, you put yourself in that position. You put your family in that position. What we did is remove children with their mothers who requested the children depart with them.
Russian President Putin has proposed a short truce in his war on Ukraine. There are skeptics. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The White House welcomed the news. President saying he'd prefer a permanent ceasefire. Ukraine saying, look, why wait till next month? Let's get a ceasefire in place now.
Chris Lipsey has the latest on the search for a new pope set to begin May 7th.
It's a big wild card. We can't clearly predict who the front runners are, what direction the church is going to take. We won't really find out until that white smoke goes up over the Sistine Chapel.
CBS News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two more MPS schools will close for lead remediation, joining multiple campuses undergoing cleanup this year. Superintendent Brenda Casilia said today the closures at Westside Academy and Brown Street Academy are precautionary with no confirmed student exposures. The new super today also announced a district-wide plan to inspect aging schools and enhance communication. Progress continues at Starms and La Follette schools, while Fernwood Montessori has reopened after passing safety checks. Federal authorities have restored visas for 9 UW-Madison students and alumni. However, there are still 15 others that face cancellations. Several students have secured temporary restraining orders amid ongoing court battles over their status. Sentencing is this week for an area woman involved in poaching wildlife. Lisa Hale has more.
37-year-old Jessica Craning of West Bend has pleaded guilty to counts of illegally shining deer and intentionally contributing to the delinquency of a child in connection with her role in the poaching of over 100 white-tailed deer in Dodge, Fond du Lac, and Washington counties. Three minors are charged in juvenile court with the poaching of the deer that happened in Campbellsport, Keewaskum, Lomira, Teresa, Wacosta, and West Bend. Craning will be sentenced on the misdemeanor charges on May 2nd.
A big ship full of tourists has pulled up in Milwaukee. The Viking Octantis arrived at Port Milwaukee this morning, marking the fourth straight year as the season's first cruise ship. The Great Lakes cruising industry is projected to exceed $230 million in revenues, up from last year 15%. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. Last night in Milwaukee, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 129-103, and they've likely lost Damian Lillard again after missing 14 games due to a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Today, he goes in for an MRI to see if he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dealing with what he's dealing the whole year, then finding out about his calf, and then, you know, staying in shape, fighting through, being able to come back. I always had respect for Dame before we became teammates, but now my respect level is much higher.
Baseball yesterday in St. Louis, the Brewers' Christian Yelich, the designated hitter on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich now 1-for-1, and a ground ball through the right side, another base hit. Two runs are in. The Brewers have scored a touchdown against the Cardinals in St. Louis.
Brewers went on to win 7-1. The Packers going back to work today after drafting 8 new players over the weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. They should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Civic Media.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Y'all know the Lever, levernews.com is the website, David Sirota's publication. David's been a guest on this program many, many times over the years, my old Air America colleague, in fact. They just rolled out a brand new podcast series, and the very first one has me in it, which was quite an honor. And Natalie Bettendorf has been doing that work. And so on the line with us are both David Sirota and Natalie Bettendorf. And guys, it's great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us. David, if I could start with you, the Lever is kind of your project. Tell us about this new podcast series.
Sure. It's about the history of the anti-tax movement, or at least the modern anti-tax movement, and how it came to dominate American politics. So it tells the story of what has led up to and is really culminating in the now debate over essentially making permanent Donald Trump's massive tax cuts for the wealthy. And so this story really starts in the 1970s, and it starts and obviously moves into it, gets supercharged in the 1980s. But in the episode that was just out this week, and it's a mini series, so I encourage people to go check it out, and you can download it at levernews.com. It starts out with this conservative theory of the Santa Claus of tax cuts, that the conservative movement at the time, sort of out of power, post Watergate, post the landslide election defeat of Barry Goldwater, the conservative movement kind of in the wilderness, comes up with this idea that to counter Democrats' Santa Claus of spending, the New Deal spending on programs, Democrats always offering the public good things that the public wants, that the conservative movement should frame tax cuts as their own version of Santa Claus. And of course, they find their Santa Claus in Ronald Reagan.
Right. And then the secondary job, as Jude Winiski laid out back in 76, I think it was, is to force the Democrats to shoot their Santa in the face.
Right.
Natalie Bettendorf, it was a real pleasure being interviewed by you for this. You clearly have done your homework on it. I've been yelling about this two Santa Claus theory for decades. I don't know that anybody else has really documented it. How did you learn about this? What sort of background is there out there that, where people can educate themselves about the two Santa Claus theory and Jude Winiski and all this other stuff?
Well, Tom, I think what I realized in my reporting and what was very apparent to me quickly is that, Reaganomics is something we hear that term to describe supply side economics, right? And that it is so tied to Reagan's economic policy. But what I uncovered and our team was looking into was actually there was this team of people right behind President Reagan in his two terms as president to formulate this theory, both the Santa Claus theory, but broadly, right, the theory of supply side economics, that school of thought. And so I think what is the most fascinating part of all of this to me is that Reagan had to be convinced, right? He was not sold on this idea either that, you know, wealth could trickle down from the top through method of these tax cuts and get to people at the bottom. And I think that the idea that Reagan needed a team of people behind him, including Jude Winiski, Jack Kemp, Arthur Laffer, right? This team of people who were very powerful and didn't know how powerful they could be in shaping the trajectory of, you know, the GOP going forward, but also the future of American politics. And that just was absolutely, you know, enthralling to me and my team. And we realized that this needed to be multiple episodes, not just one episode, to really dig into the story of all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and you've done a brilliant job with it. David Sirota, one of the things that blows my mind about trickle-down economics is that in the 1890s, I think it was the McKinley election, and in the 1920 election, the Harding, Warren Harding election, both of these happening when cars were more of a rarity. By 1920, they were far more common, but, you know, certainly there was still, you know, most small towns in America still had streets with, you know, horse poop along the streets because people were still riding horses. And there was a precursor to to trickle-down economics. It was called the horse and sparrow theory. And, you know, the Republicans were big fans of this back in the 1800s, the late 1800s, that if you feed a horse more oats than he can normally digest, he will pass through his digestive system a lot of undigested oats. And then those cow patties or horse patties that we get left behind on the street will be occupied by little sparrows picking out the, you know, undigested oats. And that's how, you know, the wealthy, if wealthy people are, you know, allowed to, if we can have the roaring 20s here, it's going to help out the average person. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And I think what we're living through now is that the Santa Claus theory, I think, may be starting to fray because I think when we look at polls right now, the public has kind of caught on to the idea that they hear about the Santa Claus of tax cuts from Republican presidents, but they're effectively their stockings are left empty. While the billionaires are getting all the gifts from the Santa Claus of tax cuts, the general public, everyone else, is not actually benefiting. And we looked in a recent op-ed about this tax series at where Republican tax cut proposals started in the first terms of Republican presidents. And what you see is that while Reagan's first tax proposals were quite popular when he started, they were Republican proposals for tax cuts were much less popular under George W. Bush. They were even less popular under the first term of Donald Trump. And they're even more unpopular, according to polls, the idea of extending those to 2017 tax cuts are even more unpopular than before. So it seems to me that over the generations that the public has caught on to the idea that whereas tax cuts in the 1980s may have sounded like, hey, I'm a regular person, I'm going to really benefit from high income tax cuts, that the sales pitch doesn't work as well anymore, which is why I think you're starting to see, even in Congress, members of the Republican Party are floating the idea of maybe a millionaire's tax. Mm-hmm. There's a new poll out that shows 70% of Republican voters believe that taxes need to be increased on the wealthy. So I think the Santa Claus theory may finally be starting to fray.
Yeah, and a fine thing it is. Natalie Bettendorf, the first half of the two Santa Claus theory was Republicans need to match Democrats in giving stuff away. They get to be the Santa Claus of tax cuts. The second half was Republicans need to figure out how to force Democrats to shoot their Santa in the face. The Santa of Social Security or Medicare or unemployment insurance or the minimum wage or whatever it may be. Tell us about that. How did the GOP think that they could force Democrats to shoot Santa in the face And how did that work out with the Clinton administration?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Thomas, you've written about, I think what people don't know, the term that comes up over and over again when looking at how supply side was battled behind the scenes, it's about deficits, right? It's about what these politicians and what people in Congress were able to sell to the rest of Congress, to the American public, of how to deal with the problem of deficits, right? Because if you are executing these tax cuts, as was done in the 70s into the 80s and onwards, what you're seeing is that rising deficit. And Republicans used to be those balanced budgeting Scrooges, right? They were really known for making sure to, like, they wanted to keep that deficit at bay. And so I think what we saw was, you know, this deficit was skyrocketing once Reagan left his second term. And, you know, we came into Bush's term, and we see in the 90s, right, that rising deficit. And it seems that this balancing aspect has just gone completely awry. And so I think that what is really important for people to understand when trying to understand the trajectory of American tax policy and, you know, its foundational pieces in the 80s, as Reagan is coming out, is really understanding that this shooting Santa in the face is really about keeping the American public focused on money that is coming back into their pockets and not going to the government. And in the 90s, you know, we actually see this movement get really, really ugly and turn into what we're seeing today with DOGE and, you know, the dismantling of the government, which is, you know, anti-tax turns into anti-government very, very quickly.
Yeah, and it kind of,
and that is where we are.
Yeah, and it kind of started with the whole Tea Party thing. It is like, you know, when a Republican's in office, spend as much money as you can and run up the debt as fast as you can. And then when a Democrat comes into office, yell and scream about the national debt and demand that they dial back social programs. Natalie Bettendorf and David Sirota, it's an absolutely brilliant series. You can find it at levernews.com. And if you're not a subscriber to Lever News, you need to sign up over there. David and Natalie, thank you both so much for dropping by today.
Thanks so much, Tom.
My
pleasure.
Thank
you, Tom.
Yeah, great, great, great having you both with us. Thank you so much for the great work you do.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is just about 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
WAUK is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, waukradio.com, for details.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, I have varsity baseball coach John Stillman talking about his super sophomores as they head into the Classic Eight. Plus, court advocate Kay Johnson talking about parental alienation and the issues of targeting and parents' rights.
To find This Week in Waukesha in podcast form, go to waukradio.com and search This Week in Waukesha.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Have you ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. You have high blood pressure? No problem. You have diabetes? That's fine, too. Even if you have heart disease, SelectQuote partners with carriers that can cover those conditions and others. Or if you don't have any major health issues, they work with carriers that can get you same-day coverage with no medical exam required. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs, in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. That's selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. Selectquote.com/Tom.
It's filled with gold and grievance, and it's poisoned what we've done. My mother taught me justice. My father spoke of grace. But now the house has traded both for rage and a red hat face. He came down golden escalators with fire behind his grin. He fed the truth in little shards.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Stephen in New York City. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Tom, for 40 years I've been hearing the screaming about the liberal media.
Yes.
And now it's morphed into the legacy media, which is hell-bent. hell-bent to bend over backwards to normalize Trump.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, over the weekend, I'm watching him, our president, representing us, wear a bright blue suit when it was a strict black dress code. So he stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
But to add insult to injuries, the mourners were explicitly told not to step on the rug when they visited the casket. Well, of course, that clod went right up and stepped right on it along with Melania.
This oh, really?
It looked like they did it deliberately to give him an F you to Pope Francis.
Wow.
And here's what blows my mind. So last night I'm watching the Sunday night evening news. And, you know, the Tiffany Network, CBS, you know, the liberal CBS, when they showed that class shot of all the world leaders, Tom, they deliberately darkened his suit so it didn't stick out that bright blue.
Really?
And to make it look as close to black as possible. And I'm just thinking to myself, why? Why are they doing this? Well, of course, we know the head of 60 Minutes just bailed.
Yeah.
So does he have, you know, comment on all these people? I mean, why are they doing this? Why are they bowing?
Because they're afraid of him. He wields the power of government. Not, you know, plus he's a billionaire and he can sue on his own, which he has been doing pretty aggressively. I mean, he sued 60 Minutes, for that matter. But, you know, I think it's just good old-fashioned fear. You know, you've got Sherry, is it Redstone, I think, you know, whose husband used to run CBS and then he died and she kind of inherited it. And she's trying to make this merger happen where they're, you know, between Paramount and CBS or whatever. I don't recall the details, but
right. She's
trying to make a merger happen. And you've got the Department of the Federal Trade Commission. One of the federal agencies that oversees these things is saying, wait a minute, this might be a monopoly. And so Trump is in a position to stop this merger. And this merger is like really important, apparently, to Sherry Redstone. And so she's leaning on these guys, or at least this is what I'm reading in the press. I mean, you know, who knows what the real story is. But, you know, it's economic self-interest. And this is, you know, Trump can threaten people with jail. He can threaten them with loss of revenue. He can threaten them with loss of business. I mean, he's got some serious sticks that he can wield and that he is wielding. So, Stephen, I got to run, but thanks for the call. You know, yeah, it is distressing to watch our media just roll over for this guy. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After the Trump administration cut programs that helped fund school lunch programs, school administrators are now looking for ways to pay for children to get fed during the day. Savannah Tolme-Olson has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion in funding last year for two programs that help schools, child care centers, and food banks buy locally sourced food. Caitlin Taurinen heads the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She says schools have roughly $2 per kid to spend on school lunches, and that federal money helped bridge the gap in their slim budgets and partner with local producers.
It's hard for us to do that with the budget that we have. And not only is it hurting the students and the schools that are consuming this food, but it's really making a huge impact on our farmers.
Stacy Nelson is the director of food nutrition services for the Menominee School District. She says that federal money helped them move away from big box foods and give kids more nutritious options from local farmers.
Continuing to pull programs that are meant as a support to those kids isn't going to make America healthy again, which is what we keep saying we're trying to do.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has demanded the USDA restore that funding. Leaders in the Trump administration say cutting it is curbing government waste.
Two more MPS schools will close for lead remediation, joining multiple campuses undergoing cleanup this year. Superintendent Brenda Casilia said today the closures at Westside Academy and Brown Street Academy are precautionary with no confirmed student exposures. The new super today also announced a district-wide plan to inspect aging schools and enhance communication. Progress continues at Starms and La Follette schools while Fernwood Montessori has reopened after passing safety checks. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. They should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will dissect all the news from Wisconsin and beyond when Todd Alba joins us. Also, this shouldn't be a thing to wrap up the show. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked on your home's title? That's the legal proof that you actually own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is probably, I never checked. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. They'll also get you a free history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24-7 monitoring of your title and urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud happens, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-14, TOM14.
Says we'll build it all right here again, but forgets the part where justice begins. Wants to bring back jobs in dusty halls, but leaves out the fight that won fair pay for all. No picket lines, no union dues, then welcome back the boss's boots. Trump's factory fantasy shining. Won't last. You can build a miller well to be, but without labor, it's just a dream. Trump's factory fantasy, but the truth is plain to see. The middle class won't rise without union. He talks tough with his tariff pitch. The paycheck stayed poor.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Yeah, Trump wants to bring all these jobs back home, but he doesn't want people to unionize. So you get to work at a factory for $7.25 an hour. Isn't that exciting? Barry in Narrowsburg, New York. Hey, Barry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. I just have a quick question. I just wonder, can the Supreme Court revoke the broad powers and the privileges that they authorized to the office of the president? It just seems that they can easily stop the regime from, just stop them in their tracks. Is that possible?
Sure. I mean, the Supreme Court has frequently overruled itself. They don't typically do it within, you know, a few years or when the same people are still on the bench. But I suspect, particularly given the last two rulings that we got out of this court having to do with immigration issues, you know, a 9-0 and a 7-2, that you're going to see the court stand up to Donald Trump. And at that point, Trump is going to start probably threatening the members of the court, and it's going to start getting real. You know, he's already got Congress. Now he's going after the courts. And I think that the first shot across that bow was his arresting Judge Dugan in Wisconsin and the judge, I'm forgetting his name, down in New Mexico last week. Mm-hmm. And I fully expect to see more of those kinds of things. They're looking to make examples of judges. And, you know, he's between that and the press. I mean, if he gets control of the press, the judiciary, and he already has control of Congress, there's nothing left to stop him except for you and me being in the streets, Barry. That's it. And
thanks.
So, you know, it's a tough one. Barry, great question. Thank you very much. Ryan in Sebastopol, California. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I guess I kind of had a two-part question. One is, don't we as citizens have a duty to try to stop a crime in progress? And with these ICE agents, masked, unidentified, kidnapping people, throwing them into unmarked vans, you know, wouldn't it? I'd like to see the blue states say that if our police department sees masked men with guns throwing a person into an unmarked van, you will be shot on sight.
Well, you know, that ain't going to happen.
Some sort of pushback against, you know, if our police started wearing masks and not wearing badges, we would be in the streets. So I don't understand why this isn't being talked about more. And isn't it illegal?
No, I totally get it. And I think it's an important moment to revisit sanctuary cities, actually, the rationale for sanctuary cities, because it plays right into this. And this goes way back. I mean, the idea of a sanctuary city is that it doesn't mean that, you know, we're saying, hey, illegal immigrants, people who have no documentation whatsoever, come to our town and we'll protect you. It doesn't mean that at all. What it means is that your local police department and, the city's police department will not participate in immigration enforcement. And the reason for that is because when you've got an immigrant community, they're very, very vulnerable. These are people who, if they're subject to crimes, if there's robberies or rapes or murders happening in those communities, you want those people to feel free to call 911, you know, to call the police and report these crimes. You want them to not be afraid of the local police. Now, there are very good reasons for that, and that's why you don't want immigration operating in your court system, as they were doing in Judge Dugan's court, and she had every right to keep them out, and why you don't want your local police department to be hooking up with ICE like they just did down in Florida, because that just shatters all trust that people have in the police department, and that sets up these minority communities to be victims, to be big-time victims of major crimes being committed mostly by, you know, white supremacist gangs and things like that, but also criminals. So, when you look at it with that understanding, you get it that it's just, to have ICE walk into a courtroom without showing identification, without an arrest warrant that has been signed by a judge, and arrest somebody right in front of, you know, God and everybody, and drag them off is obscene. I mean, it's outrageous. And then you get Pam Bondi and Tom Homan going on TV going, well, we can't have judges obstructing us. We're the big guys here. We're the tough ones. We're following federal law. You can't stop us. We will throw your ass in jail if you do that. I mean, it's just over the top. It's destructive, yep, actually, to law and order in the United
States.
Very
slippery slope we're on.
It absolutely is, Ryan. It absolutely is. Thanks a lot for the call. Melanie in Santa Fe Springs, California. Hey, Melanie, what's up?
Yes, I'm calling because I read your book, The Hidden History of the American Dream,
mm-hmm,
and it's a wonderful book, well written. I loved it from the start to finish. And my question was, how do you think that ties into how Bernie Sanders and OAC is doing, drawing crowds from red states, and you think this is going to be a new movement, or... what's your thoughts on that?
Well, this is a huge question, Melanie. Bernie and AOC are drawing these large crowds, and yet there are also some other people. I mean, Chris Murphy has been traveling around with Maxwell Frost and doing town halls and things in red districts. And Chris Murphy has got a pretty good national profile, and Maxwell Frost is, you know, gaining popularity as one of the youngest members of the House of Representatives and a very articulate guy. He's really smart and he's a great public speaker. And yet they're not drawing the same kind of crowds that Bernie and AOC are. So the question is this a matter of star power? You know, Bernie has considerable star power and that basically, mm-hmm, what you're seeing is kind of a Taylor Swift phenomena that is more person-centric? Or is it simply that, AOC and Bernie are because of their star power, kind of on the leading edge of what's going to come behind them, which is other people like Chris Murphy and whatnot, Eric Swalwell, others who are, you know, out there aggressively doing these things, are going to start seeing larger audiences. And I don't know the answer to the question. If it's just star power, then we've got a problem. If what we're seeing are the early green shoots of what's going to become a major movement, you know, an oak tree of a movement, something really solid and large, then that's a really good sign. But I think, you know, I don't think we're going to know the answer to that for another couple of weeks.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Melanie. Nice to hear from you. Cindy in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Cindy, what's up?
Hey, just something really quick. Earlier, one of your callers had called in about Soylent Green, the movie.
Yeah.
And what I've been thinking about ever since the 2024 election started getting heated up is Idiocracy. That's what we all need to look at, because I think we're smack dab in the middle of it. And
is that a movie too?
It's satirical, but I don't think it is anymore.
Is that a movie also, Idiocracy?
Idiocracy, it is.
Huh. What's the yep. storyline of the movie?
This guy who's not real sharp gets frozen, and they forget about him. And so way into the future, he thaws out. And he's the smartest guy on Earth now.
Oh, yikes.
We have dumbed down to the point where they were worried because he wanted to put water on plants.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't do that. Those are plants. They'll die.
Right.
So it's
amazing. Amazing.
And it's first time Crocs were ever seen in public.
Yeah, I get it. I've not seen it, but it sounds good. Cindy, thank you. Thanks for that. That's great. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. It's 45 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartmann program. Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartmann. Visit TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
This is the place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned, picking up your calls right after this.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed.
The Machine Shed, I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As if the Federal Election Commission didn't have enough problems, another member has reportedly chosen not to continue when his term runs out April 30th. That leaves the normally six-member commission with three and unable to conduct business. FEC members are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate, and by law should have three Republicans and three Democrats. A Republican member, Sean Cooksey, resigned effective January 20th, and days later, President Donald Trump fired, likely illegally, FEC Chair Democrat Ellen Weintraub in a one-sentence letter. That left the minimum number of commissioners to conduct business until now. News outlet Notice is reporting that Republican Commissioner Alan Dickerson steps down April 30th, leaving only three members and no quorum. The typically ineffectual FEC, due to its equal partisan numbers, will cease hearings, rulemaking, and actions on campaign finance complaints for the fourth time in its history. Two previous shutdowns were in 2019 and 2020 during the first Trump administration. Donald Trump, subject of scores of past and present campaign finance complaints, including the notorious Stormy Daniels payoff, has already fired inspectors general in 17 federal agencies, so he's unlikely to be in a hurry to nominate any new FEC commissioners. We have more on the FEC's struggles to keep elections fair at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD. Those are my favorites, by the way. I use their CBD gummies at night. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, and it works really well with my high-strung dog. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And I can get you, for a limited time, 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com. The promo code is TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, no one left to speak for me. If we stay silent, the darkness will spread, turning neighbor to foe, filling hearts with dread. It's our time to rise, it's our time to fight for justice, for freedom, to stand in the light.
About 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sandy in Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Sandy, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I just can't wrap my head around your reasons that people in Congress, senators, representatives, are so afraid of Trump. Now, you said, you know, the loser jobs. Lisa Murkowski, the senator, she's been there for so long, and she's afraid. She admitted that. Interview or program, she said, well, we're afraid. Why don't the Republicans stand up? We're afraid. Afraid of losing their job? I mean, how many millions of middle-class Americans or lower-class are afraid of losing their job? What will you do? But these people, usually most of them are millionaires anyway and are politicians, or lawyers, et cetera, or they can become lobbyists. Well, they're not afraid of losing their job. What are they really, really afraid of?
When Donald Trump attacked Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney got so many death threats that he started paying over $5,000 a day for security for himself and his family. Multiple Republicans who have stood up to Donald Trump, including Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, most famously, but others as well, have reported that their families have been doxxed, their children have been doxxed, their wives have been followed and harassed, their homes have been hit with everything from eggs to rocks through their windows. They get phone calls, you know, at all hours of the day and night. They get attacked on social media. Their personal phone numbers get put out there along with their personal email addresses. Sometimes their computers get hacked and confidential information or personal, you know, correspondence with family members or spouses gets released to the public. That's what, in my opinion, that's what they're really afraid of. I don't think that they're just afraid of losing their jobs, but that, you know, that's a big piece of it. But I think the main thing is they're afraid of the violence that these people are willing to use.
Well, taking that into consideration, I think we have a long history of celebrities being followed, getting threatening calls. Martin Luther King had a bomb thrown at him.
Well, I wouldn't call him a celebrity. I thought you were talking about movie stars.
I was. Yeah. But I'm just saying that there's been so many threats against a whole host of famous people.
It's easy to dismiss them, Sandy, until you start getting them, and it can really pull you up short. Sandy, I've got to move along, but thank you for the call. Riley in the Bay Area. Hey, Riley, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
Sure.
And for allowing your listeners to voice their opinions. That you're the best, but I'm going to keep it short. So I just want to piggyback on the other caller that you had earlier regarding all these ICE agents that are going around picking people up. As he stated, they have no badge. They have nothing identifiable on them. And then when people do approach to show them their badges and their identification, they all jump into those vehicles and then they leave. I think this needs to be put front and center. Us as constituents can't allow this to go on. I know who it is. It's probably all of this insurrectionists, this white supremacists going out there doing this that they actually volunteered themselves for, and that's why they have no identification. Mm. Wake America up. This is nonsense. We have to fight. We have to stand in between them. If they're not showing any identification or badges, they are not legal. They are not legit.
No, I get
people,
it.
This is really touching. It's touching my heart. Something has to be done.
Yeah, and Tom Homan is now saying that, Pam Bondi, maybe both of them, are now saying that the two civilians, the two women who tried to document the kidnapping of this immigrant last week, that they're going to prosecute her. They're going to prosecute these two women. Riley, I'm as outraged as you are. It's wrong. It absolutely is wrong. Thank you so much for the call. You said it so well. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi.
how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. The president is expected to sign new executive orders today focusing on immigration. Here's Stacey Lynn.
One focuses on strengthening immigration enforcement and the other is on sanctuary cities after a federal judge in California just blocked the president's attempt to withhold federal funding from them.
President Trump's border czar Tom Homan today defended the deportation of three U.S.-born children with migrant mothers.
Parents says, I want my two-year-old baby to go with me. We made that happen. They weren't deported. We don't deport U.S. citizens. The parents made that decision, not the United States government.
Correspondent Holly Williams is following developments in Spain and Portugal, where there's been a massive blackout.
We have reports from Portugal that Lisbon subway stopped working and that hospitals in that country switched to generators.
It isn't clear yet what caused the blackout. The two countries have a highly integrated energy grid that operates as an energy island. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.